Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. It's such a faithful God. I've seen Him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I can't do anyhow, anywhere beloved. Somebody say anywhere beloved. Are you ready to worship God with me like that? That is the kind of worship I want. So put your head, somebody scream. Woo! It's open to open your mouth and begin to pray the Holy Ghost.
1937. It was had by a 17-year-old boy and it caused quite a stir among the
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sounds clear. Thank you. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, the Lord. May God bless you. Hallelujah. May God bless you, bless you, bless you. Praise God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless you, everyone who's listening in the Lord's Hour, in the air, later in the archives, on the cell phones, everywhere. May God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be sharing also another dream that my daughter had in a couple more minutes or later tonight, my brothers and sisters. First, we've got to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, hallelujah. I repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of sins, Lord, that I have committed against you, Lord Jesus, since the day that I was born until now, in the last second of the rapture, my Lord. Cleanse me and cleanse us all, Lord Jesus, with your holy and mighty blood, Lord God Almighty. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness and keep us clean, Lord. Keep us clean, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy Spirit, the touch of my protection, my family, protect my family, Lord, and every listener, everyone who's listening, and Lord, Zauer. Protect them all, Lord Jesus, with your mighty blood, Lord. Holy Spirit, the judge of all of us, protection, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Come down with fire and power all over this place. All over this place. Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to this place. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to this place. Welcome, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, to this place. Welcome, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I bind in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down, everywhere. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. I break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Come down with fire and power all over this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I pray that you will send archangels to back me up, and thank you, Father God, for doing it so. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you for always listening and listening to our prayers. Thank you so much, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, you and your demons. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, minister to your people tonight. Take control, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you be the glory and the honor, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister to your people tonight, Holy Spirit. Take control, Holy Spirit. This is all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last days. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your mighty name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can do all things through him who has strengthened me, says the word of God. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Put words in my mouth, Lord. Use me for your glory, Jesus, the words in my mouth. Lord Jesus, let it be your will, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. We have to pray for the gospel to be preached according to God's will. Praise God. the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, according to your will, according to your will, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ministry, ministry to your people tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, you Lord. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. With fire and power all over this place. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take control, Lord. And help me, Jesus. I'm your servant. I'm your servant, Lord Jesus. And let it be your will. Your will, Lord Jesus, not my will. Bring souls to you, Lord Jesus, God Almighty. Oh, I praise your name. I praise your name, Yeshua HaMashiach. I praise your name, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power. Come down with fire and power all over this place, all over this place, all over this place. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, exterminate all type of demons. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember the Lord showing me a dream. Besides the other dream that I'm going to share too. Hallelujah. I heard beautiful angels singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It was very loud. Oh, and that word, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, demons tremble. They tremble. They don't like hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't like hallelujah. They don't like when we praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They flee just from that word. They can't resist when we praise to Jesus and we sing hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember seeing, I remember hearing the voices, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it was such a beautiful song. Hallelujah. Something like that. And it was so loud. Hallelujah. And it was so loud. And demons were leaving. And I was praising. I was singing to God. And I was singing so loud in the spirit. I was singing it to Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God was taking care of so many demons in the suburbs and everywhere, all over the place. He was exterminating. He was dealing with medium and small, whatever the size they were. They were banished. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the voice was very loud in the spirit, and I was praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Even demons that were strong, they were just banishing. They were just disappearing. principalities, they were destroyed. And God showed me this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, Satan wants to eliminate God's creation and man. Don't let him allow that. It only happens if man allows him to do this through vaccines and through multiple other things. That's why we have to pray it even with, they're trying even to use some food, some products, whatever it is that we don't even know. We have to ask the Lord every time we put food in our mouth. Hallelujah. We have to pray for God's protection, and you have to say anything not of God, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach out of this meal. Everywhere you go, be careful what you eat, be careful what you touch, be careful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Never let your guard down. Pray to God about anything. Pray that God will protect you. Pray it over your food you eat every day. Put oil in your house, outside the doors and windows. Hallelujah. That Jesus will seal your house and your family with, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Pray that God will protect you. Hallelujah. And also, that will protect you from your phone, because we use those cell phones every day. Protect that anything that is sending through those phones, those cell phones, anything that you use, every time you use your phone, you know, you ask God to protect you from that cell phone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray for wisdom. Pray for faith. Pray for perseverance for what is coming. You're going to need faith for what is coming. You're going to need God's protection for what is coming. Pray for humility. Pray for Israel and America. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to repent, brothers and sisters. If we don't repent, I don't know what is going to happen to America. We have to repent. We don't know what is going to happen with the elections. I'm not going to go into politics. I'm not going to. But you have to pray for what is happening to Israel. What is, you know, for because Israel right now is fighting, is in war. We have to pray for Israel. We have to pray also for America. But for America, we have to repent. We have to repent because America has allowed too much sin. And we have to pray, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, would put, hallelujah, that it will put up a man according to his will as president. We have to pray and continue to pray. Otherwise, if we don't pray, my brothers and sisters, things are not going to go well with America. So we have to continue to repent. Hallelujah. And we have to preach. We got to preach. And we have to tell people and preach the gospel according to God's will. And we don't have to be afraid because God is with us. But we have to let people know according to how the word of God says it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Welcome to the Lord's hour, Sister Regina. May God bless you. Shalom, sister. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I pray, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that God will protect us all for the days to come ahead of us and every day. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God says that on his word, I can do all things through him who has strengthened me. For everyone who has been born of God, everyone, hallelujah. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Everyone, hallelujah. So you have to overcome. You have to overcome that flesh of yours. And this is the victory that, hallelujah, that has overcome the world. Our faith, hallelujah. Who is it that over the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:4, verse 5. That he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. But he said what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. Everything is possible for God. Whatever it is impossible that you see to accomplish with your flesh, it is possible. Hallelujah. For God. It will be possible for you. Don't look at it in a way that it will be impossible. Nothing, it is impossible. Everything is possible with God, and with God, and God is with us. So things are possible. Oh, praise the living God. Hallelujah. Overcome this wall, because soon we'll be out of this wall. Soon we're going to be out of this flesh. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, because we are going to make it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Who gives us the victory? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. With Jesus, we can do everything. With the help of the Lord, we can do everything. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the last will be first and the first last. Matthew 20, verse 16. Hallelujah. We pray to God. Hallelujah. We pray to God that we will not be selfish, to remove the selfishness away from us. That's part of the flesh too. Do you not know that in race all the runners run? Hallelujah. But only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain it. Praise the living God. Run, hallelujah, that you may obtain it. Run, 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 run. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the living God, you Jesus. That crown of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God will give you. Oh, hallelujah. Very word that Jesus, hallelujah, will give you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Persevere. Persevere until the end. You know, only cowards lose. Only cowards. We're not cowards. We're brave because, hallelujah, because Jesus, hallelujah, give us our strength to continue. Don't put your mind, your mentality, your thoughts that you are a loser. You are not a loser. You are a winner because everything is possible through Jesus Christ. And if you got Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, then God will help you. And you can do all things through Christ. Praise the living God. You are a winner. Don't let Satan tell you that you're a loser. You were never a loser, and you're not a loser. You are a winner. Praise the living God, because God is with you. And because, we, hallelujah, we are going to heaven. Hallelujah. You have to have a positive mentality. You, hallelujah, have to trust in Jesus Christ. Run for that prize. Run that you may obtain it. Don't give up. Don't give up. We don't give up. We don't give up because, hallelujah, because you are brave and you have to think, I'm going to make it. I am going to be with Jesus. I am going to make it. Hallelujah. You praise God. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord. Pray, fast, hallelujah, live in righteousness, hallelujah, be holy, because the word God says, be holy, because I am holy, and through Jesus Christ, you will make it. You have believed, hallelujah, that you are the son and daughter, hallelujah, of God, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Praise the living God. You pray that your name will be, hallelujah, in the book of life. And pray and say, repent, Lord. We always got to repent. Every time that we can think of, we have to repent. We never have to let our guard down. We repent because, hallelujah, because we sin every day. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ died for you and me. So those sins, hallelujah, can be forgiven and washed away through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3, verse 16. There's some brothers and sisters they feel hopeless. They feel that, you know, that they feel down. They feel that they're not going to make it. They feel every day, you know, they feel like that they are losers. Don't feel like that. That's the enemy making you feel like that. You're going through the test. You're going through trials, but that doesn't mean that that you're thinking those thoughts. Rebuke those thoughts because those thoughts are from the enemy. No, you are a winner. You get up like a soldier and lift up, hallelujah, that sword, hallelujah. The word of God that God has given you, read it, hallelujah. Pray and seek the Lord and fast, hallelujah. And God will, hallelujah, reveal himself to you because God, hallelujah, wants to be with us. And God, hallelujah, God wants, hallelujah, to have a relationship with you. He wants to communicate just like I am talking to you, just like to your sisters, just like you talk to your brother, just like you talk to your children. God wants to also, hallelujah, to have that relationship with you. But what happened is that just when you don't seek the Lord, then how will he talk to you? He wants to talk to you. Hallelujah. He wants to give you that strength. Oh, praise the living God. Hallelujah. You keep on going. You keep on going. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, God is so strong. God is so strong. Pray to God. that he will show you according to his will what you need to see, what you need. What is it that God wants from you? What is it that you do need to hear? What is it that you do need to see? What is it that you do need, hallelujah, to pray about it? And God, hallelujah, will show you. God have shown me, hallelujah, things that has empowered my faith. And God shows me when we prayed, when we sing to him, what happens? What happens in the spirit life? Cry out to me, says the word of God, and I will show you wonders. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, his people don't cry out to the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call to me, I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Hallelujah. The Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses of his city and the places of the kings of Judah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Call on him. Cry out to him. The Lord have shown me. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord have shown me, hallelujah, the praises to him. What happens when you praise God? Even if you are, when you are in pain, when you're going through trials, when you're going through every difficult thing that it could be, in your personal life, could be with your health, could be with anything that you're going through or through tests, and you praise God, and God shows you what he does for you. He shows you, and you know, sometimes you only need a little bit. When you just don't have much, and you feel like giving up, and you feel that it's too much, you feel, you know, you feel sad, you feel powerless, that you're not supposed to feel like that. But you praise the living God. Through that problem, that circumstances, that pain that you're going through, that trial that you're going through, that test that you're going through, and you just praise his name, and you praise his name, and God shows you what he does. What is he doing in the middle of the storm to you? Oh, he's doing wonders. He's doing miracles. He's doing everything according to what you need. That is why we don't complain. That is why we don't say why. But why me? Why, Lord? People have said to the Lord, hallelujah, is talking. He's using me. I'm just a servant. Hallelujah. He just wants you to praise him. And sometimes he just wants that. Hallelujah. It all depends. God, hallelujah, wants your heart. God wants your thoughts towards him. God wants your heart towards him. Hallelujah. And you just let go and you say, Lord, I just trust you. Lord, I'm in pain, but I love you. Lord, it hurts, but I love you. I praise you. And you start singing and praise the Lord. And you know what the Lord does? He is exterminating demons. He's making them go. Oh, praise the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And all you need to say to the Lord, strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me, Father. And the Lord gave you his strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, whatever God reveals to you could be a dream and shows you how demons flee, how they leave, because they cannot resist the presence of the Lord. When you sing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the mighty God, hallelujah to the King. Oh, I praise you, Father God. And in the spirit, you feel like even your throat is hurting because you are singing so loud. And you don't care because you love the Lord with all of your mind, with all of your heart, with all of your beings, with everything in you. And nothing, no principalities, no demons, no Satan, no humans will take that away from you. And they can't have it. They can't get it because the love you got for the Father, it is so strong that shakes the earth. Hallelujah! Oh, praise the living God! That's what God wants. God just wants your heart, and he will fix you up. God will make you shine. Hallelujah. That's all what he's looking for. To change you. How many times you have said to the Lord, change me, Lord. Pour on me what it needs to be done. Pour on me, Lord. Yes, it hurts. It hurts, but we ask for it. And then we have to be brave and strong. And we ask God, if you are our strength, because God is our strength, we cannot do it without Jesus. Oh, praise the living God. Praise his name, because he's good to be praised. Because, oh, what I have seen, hallelujah, the spirit, hallelujah. Oh, God is good. God cares. God cares for you, taking care of you. He loves you, and that's why he came, and that's why he gave his life for you at the cross. And his blood, hallelujah, was all over his body. And it dropped down to the earth. Angels were there with buckets. Hallelujah. Because that's how much he loves you, that he gave his life so you can make it, so you can be into his kingdom, so you can be in paradise. Oh, praise the living God. God is good. It's just Satan's who have made him look bad, and he has confused you. And he has put those negative thoughts in your mind. Is it just me, Lord? Am I not special to you? Why am I hurt? Why am I hurting so much? No. Why me, Lord? I have seen some other Christians. I have seen them, how happy they are. No, don't focus on that. Because God is doing it for a reason. God, hallelujah, is cleaning your place. God, hallelujah, is cleaning you. God is changing you. And what he has for you, God has, hallelujah, so many different ways. What he has given me, he's not going to give it to you. He's going to give you something else, because everyone is unique. What he has for Albie is for Albie. What he has for me is for me. What he has for so-and-so is for so-and-so. What he has, hallelujah, for everyone who brings the word of God, for everyone, for hallelujah, we are the creation, hallelujah, of the Lord. We are his children. Praise the living God. And he's giving us according to our needs and according to his will. That's why it is so important to praise God and pray God to say, Lord, according to your will, not my will. No, Lord, I don't want my will. No, I don't want to be like Sister Carla. No, I don't want to be like so-and-so. I don't want to be like this other person. Don't, that's envy. Don't do that. Say, Lord, whatever you got planned for me, give it to me. Lord, according to your will, that's what I want. Because you were born for a purpose. Oh, praise the living God. We are all sinners. God, hallelujah, just hallelujah, chose me to give the great news that is the gospel. But because, hallelujah, he had mercy on me. I was a sinner, and I am a sinner. And God can use me however he wants to. I'm just his servant. He can do whatever he pleases with me. I'm just another sinner. I am just like you. I have heard some people, oh, I just wish that I could just be strong, you know, just like you. I wish that I could have, you know, those dreams. Yes, you can have dreams too. You can have visions too. All you need to do is seek the Lord and pray to the Lord. But he will reveal to you according to your needs and according to his will. And no, you don't want to be like whoever you want or wish to be. No. You just want to be happy for whatever God has given you. Whatever, hallelujah, God has placed to you. Because, hallelujah, God gives us according to his will. You can ask for it. You can ask for it, but don't envy. Don't try. Don't hope for whatever your brother or sister in Christ has that don't wish to have it, because God will give you something else. And something he will give you what you need. And so that's why we say, Father, according to your will. According to your will, because according to his will, you are going, hallelujah, than to do what he wants you to do. Praise the living God. And that's how it is. Oh, praise the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you not know that in the race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Going back to the verse that I was talking, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Hallelujah. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. See, the word of God warns us and tells us this. Selfish ambition, or hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Or conceit. But in humility, count others more significant than yourself. Philippians 2, verse 3. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The man who remains steadfast in the trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. So hang on there. Hold on. Hold on. Hang on. Hang on there. You praise God. You praise God under that trial. You praise God under that test. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is, God knows. God knows. Oh, but he's strengthening you through that. Oh, but he's giving you what you need through that. Oh, but he's giving you faith. Hallelujah. Oh, but he's giving you what you have asked for. Hallelujah. Oh, he's giving you according to his will. Oh, hallelujah. He's refining you like the gold. Through that test, you will receive the crown of life. So praise the living God. So if you're going through trials and tests, praise the living God. Praise his name. Because you will receive the crown of life, James 1:12, which God has promised to those who love him. And you haven't given up, right? Because you love him. You love him. That's why you haven't given up. Because you, hallelujah, you're a winner. You're not a loser. Hallelujah. Because you're brave, and God says the kingdom of God belongs, hallelujah, to those, the brave ones. You're holding on, and you're not going to give up. You keep on going. You keep on going. You don't give up, and it doesn't matter what it comes on your way. It doesn't matter what else is going to come. If it's a plague, if that is approaching, you know, God will protect you. And whatever it is, whatever it takes, whatever it is that is coming, God will protect you and your family. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to live in obedience. Stay in obedience. Hallelujah. Stay, you know, living in righteousness. Hallelujah. Stay away from the world. Stay away from sin. And just please God. Hallelujah. And God will protect you. Oh, praise the living God. Praise your name, Jesus. Stay in repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're living in sin, repent. Repent, turn away from sin. If you're still living for the world, just repent and stay away from the world. And just come to Lord Jesus and seek the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give yourself to Jesus. Go back to the Lord now that you can find him. Because later it will be too late. And God, hallelujah, he's still with us. Hallelujah. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Oh, praise the living God. But we have to live, hallelujah, in holiness. We have to be holy because the Lord says be holy, hallelujah. We have to stay in righteousness. We need to depart ourselves from the world and from sin. And we have to please the Lord. And if you are under a trial, under a test, like I was saying, you know, you will receive, hallelujah, what the word God says in James 1:12. He says, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. So you persevere. You stay there strong. You persevere and say, Lord, strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me because you're giving me what I need. You are giving me, you're providing, and you're giving me what I actually need, Lord. You're changing me. I thank you, Lord, because I prayed for this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it hurts. It stinks. Yes, it's fine. But I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And you say, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, has strengthened me. God, hallelujah, is empowering my faith. Hallelujah. And whatever you lack enough, God is giving me what I need. Hallelujah. God is He's giving me, hallelujah, according to his will. So be it. According to his will. Thank you, Jesus. Because you, hallelujah, you know, Lord, what I need it for. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And repent and say, Lord, I am so sorry because I wanted it this. Because I wanted it to be like my brother. Because I wanted it to be like my sister. But no, Lord. We are all special to you. You made us, and you know what we need. And I pray, and I have prayed that you will give me what I need. Hallelujah. According to your will, Jesus, not according to my will. Because I don't want nothing according to my will. Because if I want that, that's no good. That's not going to do me any good. It's actually going to give me problems, so I don't want that. So that's why we prayed, hallelujah, that God will do the work, that God will give it to you, and you just wait there, patiently wait, because it's almost over. It's almost over. You praise God, and principalities are going to leave. Principalities, they're going to be done in your life, with your family, whatever circumstances you're fighting for. Could be family, could be a marriage, could be diseases, could be illnesses, could be anything, whatever mountain it is. It will move, hallelujah. And all you need to do, hallelujah, is persevere. Lord, I love you. Yes, I praise you. Yes, Lord, I praise you. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. And you, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. Hallelujah. Lord, I know that that problem is going to be resolved. Lord, I know that you're going to heal me, Jesus. I thank you for that already because I know it's coming and I know it's happening, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Remember? The power of the tongue. It's either life or death. So you have to speak positive. When you speak positive in your life, things are going to move. That mountain is going to move. That mountain has got to move because it has to move. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. If you will only have faith, it's a mustard seed. Hallelujah. You will say hallelujah to that mountain. And it will move. And think about it. You will say, problem that you got. And it will move. You will say, and you will think about that illnesses that you got. And it will move. It will move from your body. Praise the living God. And you will talk to that problem that you got from work or financial. Or personal, or your marriage, whatever it is that only you know in God, and it will move. And you will praise God. And with things that you see that is getting worse, that's because it's going bye-bye. It's because demons, they don't know what the hell to bring. They don't know. They don't know what else are they going to do. They're going crazy. They're going in circles. They don't know. Oh, they're bumping into each other. Why? Because you, hallelujah, have thought about it, have said about it, and you have believed about it, that it will move. And that mountain will move. Oh, praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you not know that in the race all the runners run? 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. But only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain it. Run. Run. that you may obtain it. Don't give up. Don't give to the enemy what he wants to. With your negative thoughts, in that you're a loser and thinking that you don't have this, or thinking that you are this and you are that. Don't give him that. You, hallelujah, instead, how are you going to just show to them that, hallelujah, that you are going to obtain that prize through praising Jesus, through praying to God, hallelujah, to stay there in perseverance, to keep on going, to keep on going, no matter what happens, no matter what happens, hallelujah, I praise God, and that problem will move because it will move. That mountain will move because it will move, hallelujah, and the word of God says it, and I believe it. Why? Because it is written in the word of God, so I will believe it, and because you believe it, and because you have said it, all those demons, they got to flee. They got to leave because they can't resist that, because it's already in your heart. It's already in your mind. It's already in your thoughts, and it's already in your beings, and it's already in your inside of you. Hallelujah. Even in your thoughts, that mountain will move. And so when you have the positive mentality, that positive mind, and that problem will move, your healing will happen. You have to believe to receive it. Hallelujah. You have to believe. And it's easier. You know how easy it is? Because if you believe in the word of God, it's so easy. It's so easy because you do believe in the word of God. When you believe the word of God, hallelujah, that it has power and that it's true what the word of God is saying, that's it. That's how, hallelujah. That's how you have that. That's how faith comes. So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. That's the word of God in 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. They do it to receive perishable wrath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not boast as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control. There you go. Discipline your body. Keep it under control. Keep that flesh in control. Keep that flesh in control. Let's, after preaching, do others. I myself should be qualified. This is the word of God. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. So keep discipline your body. Discipline your body according, hallelujah, to the word of God. Discipline that body, hallelujah. Discipline that mind, hallelujah. Discipline, hallelujah, that body of yours, hallelujah. That mentality of yours, hallelujah, according to the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Because if you discipline that mind, you say, no, I believe it. Because it is written in the word of God. I believe it. No, you discipline that flesh. Whatever the flesh resists, you discipline that flesh. You say, no. You want to eat more? You discipline that body. You say, no. Spirit of gluttony, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus and break its powers by the blood of Jesus and send them to the pit of hell. And then if it comes again and it bugs you again, you discipline your body. No, I'm going to eat less. No, I used to eat double, but now I'm going to eat once. That's it. I'm just going to eat just a little bit. Just a little bit. And you know what? And for dinner, I'm going to make my salad there. That's right, with chicken. I'll make it less and less every day, and I'm going to discipline this body. Hallelujah. And that's not only physically, but spiritually too. You discipline the body to pray. Ha-ha. Yeah. The body doesn't want to. That flesh doesn't want to. But you say, no. You got to pray. Oh, that flesh doesn't want to fast. But you tell the flesh fast. Hallelujah. 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 you discipline your body. Discipline your body with whatever God is not pleased. Whatever God is not pleased. And you know what is not pleasing God. So you discipline about it. And you say, God is my strength and God will help me. And I will, hallelujah. I will take care of the temple of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. Praise be the name of the Lord for Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Hallelujah. I have kept that faith. Praise the living God. There you go. I have fought that good fight. Hallelujah. I have finished that race. Praise the living God. I have kept that faith. Praise the living God. Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Holy Ghost. Praise your name, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Holy Spirit. Oh, you are awesome. I have seen your powers. You are, woo. Oh, praise the living God. I have seen what you do. I have seen it. I have seen it, and I praise you, Lord. You may say, oh, sister, but you have seen it. Oh, blessed are those. What did the word God says? That cannot see but believe. Praise the living God. I was there. I hadn't in so many years. I didn't see anything. Yeah. I didn't see it. But I believed it without seeing it. Praise the living God. You know why? Because the word of God is truth. And I said, all I doubt, for me, that was it. That was all. That's all I needed. I just needed just the word of God. I just wanted it just the word of God. Hallelujah. And I just wanted it just to love Jesus. I wanted it just to love Jesus. And the Lord, you know what? He showed himself to me. Yes, one time, long time ago, many years ago as a child, I remember that my grandma told me, kneel down before the Virgin Mary, kneel down. I said, no, grandma, I cannot do that. I remember I was probably less than 12. Okay, and then she said, no, you kneel down. You kneel down. You have to respect the Virgin Mary. You have to be, you know, you got to be Catholic. You stop going to that church, of Pentecostal church. And I remember saying to my grandma, I will obey and I will do everything what you can tell me about the house, cleaning the house. I can do everything what you ask me for. But one thing that I will not do, my grandma, is that I will kneel down before the statue, grandma. Because, see, that statue is made of man. You see what the word of God does? Because I read the word of God. Because I read his beautiful and power and holy word of God kept me from doing that. It opened my eyes. That's why the word of God says, it will set you free. Hallelujah. And as a little girl, my mom taught me how to read the word of God. She gave me, I had my own Bible. She gave it to me and I read it. And I said, grandma, see, that statue is made of man. Statue doesn't speak, doesn't talk, cannot hear you, cannot do anything. And the word of God warns us and tells us that he's jealous and that he visits those that hate him. And that's an abomination towards God. So therefore, I'm not kneeling down before this statue, grandma. And she grabbed the belt and gave me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, many, 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 many times on my back with the belt. She said, kneel before the Virgin Mary. I said, I am sorry, but I won. She continued to hit me. Kneel before her. And I said, never, even if you kill me, I will not do it. Praise the living God to see my love for Jesus. It's huge. It has no word. It has no word. It's beyond strong. I love him so much. And I said, Lord, now I know what you went through. I know exactly how that feels when you were at the cross and they beat you. They spank you so hard until death. And you gave your life to me. I said, I'll show you that I love you too and that I will not give in. And maybe that night I will die. But I will not kneel down before that statue, Father. And then my grandma stopped. She said, I don't want you to go to that church anymore. I said, I'm sorry, but I will continue to go to that church. Well, I'm not going to let you go. I said, I'm going to go. I'm gonna jump through the fence. You're not stopping me. I'm going through that church. I said, Grandma, I will obey you with everything. But never, never try to stop me. You go to my father's house. Jesus. Because I will love him, only him. No other gods, like the word God says. And you know what, brothers and sisters? God revealed himself to me that night. Whew, God is speaking to some people because I was bringing something else tonight, my brothers and sisters. And God is letting me, hallelujah. Bring in something else tonight. You see, that's why you have to always pray to God and say, according to your will, and use me as you please, my Lord. But not the way how I want to. It's the way how you want to. Because you know best, and you are the best. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. And so, that night, laying down, and I have fever, right? Because I got spanked all over the place, and I had bruises, and I was laying down, and I was shaking. My grandma left, right? And I'm shaking, and my body's shaking, and I had a running fever, and I'm like, that's it. I think I'm going to die tonight. I'm going to see Jesus. And I covered myself with a blanket, and I was really sick. And then fear came over me. So much fear. And I'm seeing left and right, and I'm seeing the idols because, you know, the house had not only the Virgin Mary, but other ones. And I'm like, oh. And I was tormented with fear. See, that was Satan and his demons. They were furious because what I did. And then I put my blanket over me, and I say, Jesus, Jesus. I said, Lord, forgive me. Lord Jesus, please take me with you. I said, Lord, I love you. I have shown you that I love you. Lord, I didn't care what you did to me. I love you, Lord. And now I know what you went through, and I am in pain too, Lord. And I said, Lord, either heal me or take me with you tonight. Hallelujah. But that night, I saw the Lord. The Lord was on my side. And I saw this white tunic. It was live. It was not a dream. It was live. I didn't see his face. I just saw, hallelujah, from his shoulders down. I saw his hand, and his hand came and wrapped me and put his hand. He put his hand on my throat. And I'm like, whoa, wow, wow. Oh my goodness. And I saw his hand, and his hand was on my throat. And I felt that it's a human being. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Lord, this is you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. Oh, I praise you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You came for me. Oh, Lord, yeah, you're going to take me, but no. The Lord has something planned for me. Plans. Were his plans for me to continue. And the Lord healed me instantly. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't have any more fever. Wow. And all that fear went away. All those demons left that room. And all the darkness went out. And the light came into that room. And then he healed me, and I stood up. And I went to the bathroom really quick because I wanted it to see my throat. Because I remember that my throat was all red, and my whole body, you know, was beat up, and I had nothing, not even a scar, nothing. I was praising God. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. But you know what, my brothers and sisters, I forgave my grandma, and I love my grandma. I pray for her. I pray for her, and I brought my mom's sister. I told her, I said, please come and give the word to them, please. And she did. She did before they died. She came and gave the word of God to them. And they did come to Jesus. They accepted Jesus as their own Savior. And I did. You know, I love my grandma. Even though whatever she did, that's the thing. That's what we have to do. And then I remember, brothers and sisters, I went outside to my backyard in the morning. So grandma was feeling guilty, right? So she came and she sat down next to me. And she said, because she used to call me Carlita. And she said, Carlita, I don't know what happened to me that night. And I knew that wasn't her. I knew it was demons. I don't know what happened to me tonight, but I'm really sorry for what I did to you. I'm really sorry. I'm never going to do it again. So you can go to the church that you like and you want. And you can read, you know, you can continue to read your word, the word. And you don't have to just kneel down to the Virgin Mary if you don't want to. And did you forgive me? I said, yes, grandma. I said, yes, I forgive you. We have to forgive, but it has to come from the heart. Can't fake it. God, and if you cannot forgive, you ask Father God. You ask Jesus to help you. You ask Jesus to help you. It does. It does. It happens because I have asked God so many times to forgive people, and he helps me. If we don't ask God, you know, it's not going to happen because God gives you that forgiveness. And he gave me that peace. So I just continued to go to the church that my mom wanted me to go. My mom was not there. My mom left me with my grandparents, and, you know, she came to America because there was a, what's it called, a process, you know, that you have to go through immigration and all those things. You have to wait up like back in those days, 5 years for you to, you know, you have to go through all that process to come to America. So my mom, you know, she got a visa, and after that, you know, she came to America with my dad, and they were and working hard so to bring us here to America. So I had to stay with my grandparents, and so they took care of me for a little bit, and then I came back here. But my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, like some people have said, well, God has not revealed himself to me. Give your love to him. Find him, seek him, and he will show himself to you. Or whatever you're going through, give that problem to him. Give whatever you got and give it to him. And he will come and rescue you. And he will deliver you from Satan's hands. He will take you and if you give your life to Jesus and your heart to Jesus, he will, hallelujah, he will have you as a child. He will never reject you, or he will, or don't think that he doesn't love you. No, he loves you. It's because, see, you got to find him. You have to seek him. Knock, he says, and you'll find me. Seek. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm finding this verse. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and I will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Amen. Praise God. So knock, find him, seek him. Through your problems, through your tests, through your trials, through whatever it is. And just show him. Don't you just say it, but just show him. You love him. That you are willing, you know, you are willing to give up everything that you got for him. That you make him known that he's everything to you. That you cannot live without him. In my case, I could not live without Jesus. And it's not, you know, that I wanted it just to show it just happened. It just happened at that moment because, see, the test comes. And for me as a child, that was a great test. And I said, Lord, I love you. I'm not going to do it. Because if I will kneel down to that thing, I'm kneeling to Satan. And I'm not doing that because I already know your word. And I want you. I don't want the enemies. I want you. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. God is good. He cares. He cares. He cares. Hallelujah. Mark 10:16. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The fruit of the righteousness is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. Proverbs 11, verse 30. Philippians 3, verse 13. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 5, verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Praise the living God. And I praise you, Jesus, for doing that. I praise you, Lord, for doing that. Because you did that, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, you did it because you wanted us to be with you for eternity. And I'm so thankful, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. And those who are wise shall shine, Isaiah 40, 31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, I was in Daniel 12, verse 3, and those who are wise shall shine like the righteousness, like the brightness, of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Wow, that's beautiful. And then Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. For behold, the wages of the laborers who mow your fields, James 5, verse 4, which you kept back by fraud are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. Continue to pray. And pray and just believe that God is listening to you. Believe it, because God hears our prayers. He hears our prayers, okay? When we're praying, when we're saying, whatever we're saying, whatever we're going through, and we talk to the Lord, God is listening. Hallelujah. God cares. Ephesians 4:28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Proverbs 15:27, whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will leave. Second Timothy 3:2. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money. This is happening right now in this age. Proud, arrogant, abused, disobedience to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. We got to be careful, especially the young people. Please obey to your parents. Please read the word of God and ask God, hallelujah, to give you humility and also to give you obedience. It's very important, okay? Don't answer back to your parents. Don't yell at your parents. Don't mistreat your parents. Don't do all those things. They're not good, and God is not pleased with that. And the same thing with parents. Do not provoke your children, okay, to get angry. Proverbs 26:12. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. You see a man who is wise in his own eyes. There's more hope for a fool than for him. Proverbs 26, verse 12. We cannot be feeling prideful or pride. Pride is not good. You're feeling, that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, you are so smart. You gotta be careful with that. Amen. We gotta be humble. We gotta ask God for humility and rebuke that pride in the mighty name of Jesus. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Always remember this verse. I love this verse, Hebrews 13, verse 5, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And with patience, a ruler may be persuaded. Persuaded. And a soft tongue will break a bone. Proverbs 25, verse 15. And Jesus says, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord. And now I'm going to get to the dream, my brothers and sisters. Because now I'm going here to other biblical verses. And, okay. We have to pray for God's protection. We do it all the time, amen. We have to continue to and believe to that God will protect us, amen. Prayed over, we have prayed for, you know, we got to pray for food, we got to pray for everything, my brothers and sisters, now in these days. We don't know because the world and also governments or the elites or whatever, we're just living in a contaminated and a dark world, okay? So we're living at the last days, you know, evil. So we have to pray for everything. Pray for your kids and families. Again, put oil in your house, outside of the doors and the windows. And, you know, that Jesus will protect your house for whatever is coming, that, you know, your house will be protected. Also, you know, God will protect your family, your pets, everything that belongs to you. Praise your name, Jesus. We got to pray that now in these days, you know, what's happening, that God will give us wisdom. Amen. That God will give us faith. Pray for faith. Pray for perseverance. Pray for humility. And we have to pray for Israel and America, my brothers and sisters. We don't know what is going to happen. You know, we don't know exactly what is coming with the elections in America. So we have to pray. We got to pray. And we got to pray for Israel, for the peace of Israel. We have to pray for the gospel to be preached according to God's will, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And when you see, before you see things happening, my brothers and sisters, we have to, what the word of God tells us, you know, flee to the mountains. So this dream that I'm going to share is actually my daughter Olivia had a dream. It was a small dream. That's why she didn't, you know, want to come here. She wanted me to share it. So people that were in the city, she had a dream that people that live in the city were in trouble finding food. When the chaos happens, when, you know, whatever type of problem, you know, that we're going to face that is going to happen. My brothers and sisters, the city is the last place that we want to be, okay? Because she says, Mom, I don't know exactly what was happening, but it was chaos, okay? She says, but she sees, you know, it's like she was into this scene that, she saw all these people in the city, and they were just going back and forth. They were going into the grocery stores, and the grocery stores were empty. They didn't have any food, and, you know, and people that live in the city relied on the grocery stores. And so they were in trouble because they couldn't find food anywhere. Food was and water was nowhere to be found because what happened when the chaos happened, people went into the grocery store and they broke in and they stole, you know, food. They stole the medicine from the pharmacies. They went into all these places and just grab. And all these people, you know, that live in the city were in trouble because they couldn't find anything. So it's a warning that God is, you know, is actually showing us that it's not good at all to be in the city. it's better to be in a, you know, in a safe place, in the mountains, places, you know, that you're not going to be surrounded with so many people. And also that you will keep, you know, food and water and emergency stuff, like, you know, medicine, Band-Aid, whatever it is, for your family, because when these things happen, people are just going to go and run to the store, to the grocery stores, and they're going to, you know, they're going to get it. And so we are not going to be, you know, able to go to get all these things because we know, we already know what we're going to be facing. So we just, you know, wanted to be in the house and stay safe, right? So that's why it is important, and God has been letting us know through his prophets, through his people, to food, you know, water, and supplies, and anything that we're going to be needing. Amen? So store up food and water, enough, and pray for God's protection in your house, okay? And go to a place, you and your family, that it will be saved. The mountains will be better, okay? Because my brothers and sisters, the day of the chaos is approaching. We don't know, okay? I don't know what day is that going to be or what month. I don't know. But we just got to be ready. We got to be ready, okay? Remember what happened since 2019, that thousands of people have died already and the world changed completely from COVID. So anything like that, you know, could happen. It can happen again. So we have to, got to be prepared. Also, this war that is happening, you know, that it happened with Ukraine, that it's happened with, you know, it's happening with Russia, now what is happening with this to Israel, now they're thinking to invade Taiwan, and so on and so on. And so many people have died because of this, because of this war. Okay, so we have to seek the Lord. We got to seek the Lord, and we have to listen that what he had let us know, you know, to do, to store food, okay, and water. The new plague is approaching, so we have to pray for God's protection, okay, and the third world war approaching too, so we have to pray about all these things, and we have to seek God. We got to stay alert, stay at all times, hallelujah, with Jesus. And God will take care of his people. He will protect his people. Amen. And here's some verses about, here's Psalms 95, 4, verse 5. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands form the dry land. So you see how powerful, hallelujah, God is. God is, oof, he is powerful, but also cares about his people. Also, he's a God of wrath. He's a God of love, God of mercy. And so that's why, hallelujah, we have to live according to his word. Amen. Isaiah 54:10, for the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. Hallelujah. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion in you. Amen. And then Matthew 17:20, he said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. See? Praise God. So God, hallelujah, is giving us here confirmation of his word. Mark 11:23, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we have to pray for faith. Amen. Psalms 97, verse 5. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Praise the living God. And that's the God we serve. That's the God we have. And that is our God that we have to praise. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how beautiful up at the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publish peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publish salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns, Isaiah 52, verse 7. Hallelujah. He set the earth on its foundations so that it shall never be moved. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters are stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they feel. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. The mountains rose. The valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a hallelujah boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. Psalms 104, 104, 5 through 9. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is powerful. Praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. And every island fled away, and no mountains were to be found. Revelation 16:20. Oh, thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 13:2. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. So we have to pray that God will give us, hallelujah, love, and give love to everyone, to his people. Amen. Because without love, we're nothing. Praise God. It makes a lot of sense, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus gave his life, and that was 100% and more than 100% love to you and me. He did it for love because he loves us, amen. That's why it is very important. Praise your name, Jesus. And we got to ask for God's protection. No weapon that is fashioning against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that raises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. And the Lord wants us to stay strong. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. This psalm, my brothers and sisters, is very good and powerful. I have my dad read this every morning. I put him to read the Word of God. Yep. For those that are listening to us that don't know, but my dad has Alzheimer's. I have prayed about it, and only God knows why. He has not, healed my dad, and yes, it was right after, before, and it happened when my mom died, that it did shock him. It was very strong for him, and even before that, my dad, I have a sister that she took my dad, even though he was not doing good anymore, with Alzheimer's. And she had placed, the vaccine on him. And so it has damaged my dad, and extremely. I've been praying about it. As soon as they did that, I had my dad read the word, read the repentance prayer, and he still pray for him. He's it did affect him. And so when he reads this Psalms every day, it helps him a lot. It does help him a lot. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions and under his wings. You will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Praise your name, Jesus. This psalm is very powerful, very powerful, very powerful. I recommend it that you, you know, read the Word of God and also read Psalms 91. It's going to help you a lot. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My brothers and sisters, back to what I was talking about the vaccine, I heard a friend that he was actually letting me know that somebody, guy was a coach in a soccer game. He was very intelligent, and he was a coach. And you know what, my brothers and sisters, this friend told me that when he got the vaccine, he got Alzheimer's. He got Alzheimer's from the vaccine. From the vaccine, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the doctor told him that he only had 3 years to live. And that in 3 years, that he's going to lose his memory. A lot of things are happening through that shot to people. Like I know that some people that I know, you know, have lung problems, have heart problems, headaches, what else, strokes, many issues, many problems. And they say, you know, I never had this problem. I never had it before. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's just happening. And also, yeah, they are experiencing also headaches. So you have done, if you have, a lot of people have done this. My brothers and sisters, prayed about it. Just pray it and say, Lord Jesus, ask him to forgive you for what you did, for whatever reason you did it. Because we're supposed, you know, to trust Jesus. We're supposed to not trust men, but we trust Jesus. And so many people did it because they were afraid of losing their jobs, whatever the reason was. You know, pray to the Lord, pray, read his word. That's going to help you. It's going to help you a lot. Read his word. Read Psalms 91. Psalms 91 is like a cry it out, like whatever place you are. You cried out. You crying out to God, you know, to release you, to deliver you, to release your soul. And it's a powerful, powerful, hallelujah, verse, Psalms 91, 1 through 16. Amen. And so, unfortunately, that's what happens, my brothers and sisters, or friends that are listening. That's what's happening right now with many people. Amen. So, but fear not. Isaiah 41, verse 10. When whatever comes your way, whatever is coming, whatever is going to happen, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is saved. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's God's protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we got to call unto the Lord also, and he will answer us. And he will tell us, you know, great unsearchable things that we don't know. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Seek the Lord, and he will, and knock, knock, knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now we're going to pray, my brothers and sisters. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we ask for your protection. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray that whatever trials or old tests that we're going through, ask him and let him know that he will give you his strength. Hallelujah. And that he will give you according to his will and not your will, what you need. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise for that, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will lead us, that you will show us where to go before the chaos happens. Please, Lord Jesus, we pray for that. Let us know. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we pray. Hallelujah. We pray for God's protection over our families, everything that belongs to us, and protect our homes. Hallelujah. Protect our houses too, Lord Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we're calling to you. And your word says that you will answer us, Lord Jesus. And that you will show us great and unsearchable things. But we have to seek you, Lord. We got to pray, Lord. We have to pray and we have to fast. And we got to seek you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And show us, Lord Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. But whatever you think is best for us, Lord, according to your will, Lord. Give us according to your will, not according to what we want, our will, Lord Jesus, but your will. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that we will seek you. We pray to find you. We pray and we knock at your door, Lord Jesus. And as your word says, that it will be open. And I thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. And your word says, ask and you will receive. And so pray to God and say, if you have not come to Lord Jesus, say, ask and say, Lord, hallelujah, receive me in your kingdom. Please write my name in the book of life. That's all I ask. I believe in your son, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. And I give my life to you tonight. Hallelujah. I accept you in my heart. And I believe that you're the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I repent from all type and kind of a sin that I committed against you. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and keep me clean. And receive me, Lord, in your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, I pray and give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the door, hallelujah, is open. It's open for you. Doesn't matter what you have done. Just repent and give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is the fountain of life and the bread of life. No one goes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We pray for the peace of Israel, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray for the peace of Israel. Lord, protect Israel. Protect Israel and his people, Lord. And we pray that you will send trillions of archangels, Lord, to fight for Israel. And, Lord, and we pray, hallelujah, that is very important for you, Lord. This is very important for you, Lord Jesus. We pray for the gospel to be preached according to your will. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord. Everyone who preaches the word of God, everyone who comes in the Lord's hour, that we will give you, Lord Jesus, we will preach according to your will, and help us to preach according to your will, Lord. Show us, Lord Jesus. Let us know, Lord. And whatever, Lord Jesus, is not pleased to you, let us know, Lord. And forgive us, Lord, because we're giving the word, God, to your people. And you love your people, Lord. So help us and to be careful. We love you, Jesus. And we repent, Lord. I repent, my Lord Jesus, for whatever I have said. That is, it was not according to your will, Lord Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. I repent. Lord Jesus, guide me and lead me, Lord, and use me, Lord Jesus. I'm just your servant. It's however you wish, my Lord, however you want it, my Lord, because you know best, my Lord. And according to your will, we preach, we pray, Lord, that everywhere in the world and in America here, Lord Jesus, that the gospel will be preached according to your will. Yes, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are good, Lord. Thank you so much for this message, because it's even preaching to myself too, Lord. We preach, Lord. Hallelujah. We tell your people, but it's also for us too, Lord. Oh, it's also for me too, my Lord. Lord, I pray that you will bless everyone who's listening, and that you will touch everyone who's listening, and that you will give to everyone who's listening according to your will, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray for everyone else will read the word of God, Lord. I pray, Lord, for that in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for your protection. Thank you for all the good things that you do give us, Lord. I praise your name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To you be the glory and the honor, Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, to you be the glory and the honor. Our King, that we're waiting for you. Help us to be patient. Help us to stay on guard at all times, Lord, at all times, waiting for the King to come. Oh, Father God, you know the date and the hour. Oh, Father God, we pray that on that date and the hour, we'll be ready for you. In Jesus' mighty name, help us to stay right with you. Help us to stay on the right track. Help us to stay on guard. And help us to keep our lamps full with oil. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name, Father God. Glory be the name. To Father God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Praise be your name. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, stay on guard at all times and keep looking up, because the King, hallelujah, is coming back. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Stay always here tuned with the Lord's hour. Praise the living God. Until next time, may God bless you, bless you, bless you. May God give you his peace and to be with you. Hallelujah. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Until next time, praise your name, Jesus.